This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
All right, show of hands, okay? I need a
big old land with countless
people. Show of hands, you ready for this, Kevin?
You bet. And happiness ain't out of reach.
How many people think it would be a good idea
off the way it should
to give the election process back to real people?
Seen enough to know that we've
got to do. For that?
Yeah.
You okay with that?
Yeah. Where the stars and ships.
You think so? So we're going to talk about that today.
Yeah. I'm like Dave on the Storage Wars. Yeah.
How should North Dakota...
There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we be.
You can turn that down now, Daniel. I think we've heard enough, Aaron.
Yeah, I think we're good on Aaron.
Yeah, we're good on Aaron.
There you go.
There we go.
Okay. I think we have... I forgot what I was going to say. Aaron Tippin's ringing in my ears.
The hands up on election integrity.
Right. I mean, tell me why it would. I just want to know how North Dakota runs its elections, first of all, and who wouldn't be for, you know, more people, power to the people on running elections. Not like county auditors aren't people. I'm not saying that. But how many people leave it to county auditors and never ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a petition out that's going to change that. We'll tell you about that in just a minute. Paul in Minnesota is waiting here, too. I'll get you in, Paul, in a second. Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. If you didn't know, you should. Oil and natural gas, that industry touches every corner of North Dakota. It's true. In so many ways. Schools, roads, bridges, you name it. It's true. Learn more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. Paul in Minnesota, then we'll get to our guest here on the election reform suggestions for North Dakota. Go ahead, Paul.
Hello. I'm just calling about the carbon dioxide thing. Anybody that doesn't believe that, well, let's just put it this way. People don't critical think because the atmosphere has only got about 3% of carbon dioxide in it. And we need more carbon dioxide. And that's what a lot of scientists say. The scientists that say that global warming is happening, Scott, are the ones that get their grants from the government. I heard on Coast to Coast one night a couple of years ago, there was a scientist on that. He used to be funded by the government. Now he's not because he doesn't agree with global warming. So they cut him off. And it is just a political agenda. The oceans and the volcanoes, the oceans have tens of thousands of volcanoes. And they will emit carbon dioxide 24/7. The wildfires emit carbon dioxide. We don't produce very much carbon dioxide by burning fossil fuels. Anyone that believes in global warming are pretty much the leftists.
Sure,
and it is
I agree.
A religion to them.
It is. I agree with you 100%. 100%. And they've been effective, better than we have, in defending the coal and oil and gas industries and now ethanol. They're coming for agriculture, too. You know, cows flatulating. Oh, we can't have that. I mean, the battle's on. I just think we found a way to beat them at their own game. And say you're right that, you know, we need more CO2. Well, if we come to that point where a reduction is not good enough, and again, this is going to be the tiniest overall reduction in carbon, the man-made carbon, not
measurable,
not general carbon. I'm not talking about what the earth creates in carbon. I'm talking about man-made carbon, a sliver of that, and putting that down so we can enhance oil recovery and store it and say, fine, North Dakota has opted out of your global woke crap because we did what you said was going to do it. Then if we need the CO2 at some point, Bring it under the ground. Bring it on the ground. Great points, Paul, though. I appreciate you calling. Thank you. And others welcome at 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. Somebody called during the break and said, Scott, you are getting blistered for that presidential Trump memo you wrote in the Saturday Forum. It was in, and by the way, it's in the Watford, it's in the McKenzie County Farmer. It's in the Fargo Forum. It's in the Jamestown Sun. It's in the Dickinson Press. It's in the Grand Forks Herald. So it's in a newspaper near you every Saturday where I write a little something and try and act like I'm a writer, which I'm not. But evidently there is rather significant opposition to my opinion that President Trump should run against Joe Biden. I think it's mostly Trump hatred is what it is. I think that's the deal. But anyway, that's okay. I really honestly do welcome people who disagree and love when they call 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. Email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's right. Very easy. All right. Let's see here. Let's get to our next topic. I'm excited about this one. We are joined today by Lydia Jessily, the chairman of an initiative to get reform to North Dakota's election process. Lydia, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, am I right? You say your last name, Jessily?
No, it's Gessily. Like
oh, Guess. G. G. Okay, got
yes.
it. All right. My apologies.
That's okay.
Now, I have to ask you something else. You live in Chaseley, North Dakota, and I've never heard of Chaseley, North Dakota. Where is that?
Do you know where Fessenden's at?
I do.
Well, I'm in Wells County, right with Fessenden.
I've been to the Wells County Fair.
Okay.
On a couple of occasions.
And you weren't too far from where I'm at.
All right. Now I know. Well, that's great. Appreciate that very much. Well, a lot of flag listeners in Wells County, I'll tell you. We love that very much. So they're going to hear the hometown lady today telling us about this deal. So tell me how this started, first of all. How did it come to be?
Well, it's actually been in the works for quite a while. Paul Storm actually helped write this. He had started on it a couple of years ago, and then it didn't move. But this year there was a group of us that started, talking more about the fact that we don't really have a voice in our election. We can't verify the elections. Some of us have tried over the years, when we had the 2020 elections, when we had 2022 elections. There's no way for the public to verify the whole election process because unless you were on the ballot and you lost, that's the only time you have the ability to check it out. So we wanted to give the elections back to the people.
That's noble. And you have written an Election Integrity Act initiative.
Yes.
You've circulated. You've now gone to the Secretary of State to say, is it okay to circulate this, right?
Yes, we did. We did that yesterday. So at 2 o'clock yesterday, the Secretary of State got our Election Integrity Act initiative.
And he has to verify the signatures on that yet, or what is
yes,
the process?
Yes, we were told that by September 6th, we will know if we are good to go to start passing petitions.
Got it. Now, once we get to that point, which more than likely is going to happen, it's incumbent on how many North Dakotans to sign a petition to get this on the ballot.
Yes, we need to get 4% of the population, so that's going to be a little over 30,000.
All right, and you'll have how long to do that?
Well, we want this on the June ballot, so we are going to have it done in February already because it has to be at least 90 days before the election, but our goal is to get it in there by possibly the end of January.
Tell me if you are successful in getting this on the ballot for June to decide what we would be voting on.
Okay, I'll read our intent. It says, the intent of this initiative is to amend the North Dakota Constitution to provide election integrity by providing a method of verifying election results and providing a reasonable process for recalling elected officials. That's
all right.
That's the whole idea of this. We want to have paper ballots again, and we can hand count these paper ballots. I've already got someone from Indiana who is teaching people how to hand count so that it can be done in the same amount of time that it needs to be done. And then we don't have to worry about our county auditor saying, well, there's no way we can get these ballots counted in time. The machines did it much faster. But we've already started in play getting people together that would be able to teach people how to properly hand count the ballots.
Is anybody doing that now? I mean, I imagine like townships and stuff, they hand count, right? I mean, are any counties doing paper balloting?
I don't think we have any right now doing actual paper ballots. Everybody has been pushed to these machines. And anybody that's had a chance to, you know, check out the election machines know that they don't work correctly. I actually was given the chance to be at our county auditor's.
Hold that thought, if you would. Sorry for the interruption there, but we need to go to a break. Hold that thought. I want to know also about what the current process is, you know, in the law that says use a machine versus a paper ballot. I assume county auditors already have this ability, but this would say this is how you're going to do it. And I also want to know what the current process is for recalling elected officials as well. So let's talk about that, because this would add a quote-unquote reasonable process for that. More after this.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This was,
I know. Don't.
Bill Clinton's
yeah, no, I don't say it.
Walk-up song.
I know, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's still a great song.
It is.
He ruined it for everybody. I didn't mean to, but I'll tell you what.
Kind of like that rainbow thing. Since when does the rainbow belong to one group of activists, you know?
Exactly.
God made.
I will not let him steal the Fleetwood Mac thunder on the message in that song.
How much do I love my truck, by the way?
Oh, you and me both.
Love my
love the
truck.
Silverados, baby.
They are the best. Saved my life in an accident. Safety features are incredible, and they get better every year, which is why, you know, every couple of years, trade in, you're safer than you were the last time around. So it works great. And more than that, you can buy a Chevy Silverado pickup a lot of places, but my friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy, are a great place to do business. Really are. They're one of us. They're just down to earth, fantastic people. Treat you right, make you a customer for life. Elise Pucklich has taken the dealerships over from her father, her late father, and done a magnificent job with them. And I love it. I get my pickups in the Valley City every couple of years. Upgrade to a new one. Got a beautiful red 2021 now, and soon going to shift into a 23. And just love it. So you can buy a truck anywhere. You can buy a Silverado in a few places, but I'd buy it if I were you at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Online at PucklichValleyCity.com.
And a Chevy. Nothing against the other ones. I've been a Chevy guy my whole life.
Have you really? Why?
First one was a 1983 quarter-ton S15 for a plow rig.
After the accident?
My first Chevy.
I've driven a lot of trucks. I've driven Dodge trucks. I've driven Ford trucks. I was a Ford guy until the accident. Now I've just said I was in a Chevy, so I love the Chevy. But until that accident, now I'm whatever they did in designing the system to keep me safe. Well, that accident that could have been easily a rollover or you know all kinds of other things. I'll just never drive anything but a Chevy. So it's just me.
The old man ran Knutson Construction back in the day, and they had all different kinds. Their fleet deals were always nothing but S10 half tons.
Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Lydia Gessely is with us. She's the chair of this effort to get a new set of rules governing North Dakota's elections and Election Integrity Act initiative. If they have the petitions verified by Secretary of State Michael Howe, allowing them to go out and gather petitions, put this on the June ballot. We'll know about that very soon here. This effort will be underway to amend North Dakota's Constitution to provide election integrity by providing a method of verifying election results and then also providing a reasonable process for recalling elected officials. I interrupted you in the middle of the thought. Was there anything else you wanted to add before we go to the next question?
Nope, I think I lost my thought.
Yeah, I do it 10 times a day, yeah. Kevin's got a question.
I was just wondering if, you know, Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, just had this big two-day thing that I watched the entire thing at his website talking about this, and he had a number of, we're calling them, you know, the boots on the ground that dispatched to all 50 states and a number of districts, and I'm wondering if any of what your efforts are came from any of his efforts. I'm just wondering if this is, that helped at all.
This is just in North Dakota. What we're doing right here, this was started by people here in North Dakota.
Great. I would bet that it was brought up, though.
Well, certainly the paper ballots.
Yeah,
the paper ballots are a good example. And
really
that was my next question. Is election integrity tied directly to paper ballots, and you really don't need anything else? If you have paper ballots and you have a system in place, we'll have election integrity, or is there more to that piece of your intent?
Well, with the paper ballots, at least there's something that's verifiable. Right now, we can't see any of that stuff. The ballots are all locked away. We can't see information on, like, the cast votes. Everything is just taken away from the people. We should be able to see how our election went. And that's why we're doing this here, too, because it gives the power back to the people. So if we have a question on our elections, we can go and we can verify the process. And those paper ballots are going to help us with that.
Chain of custody is a big thing. These big, massive voting centers are another. You know, they talk about this, Kerry Lake in Arizona, bringing it back to the precincts because you start counting small.
Okay.
And then you add them together, but you always have a chain of custody.
We're going to talk more about this, obviously, if Michael Howe, the Secretary of State, verifies this and the signatures go out. So I'm just wanting to learn a little bit more about what this would do. You mentioned recalling elected officials and reasonable process for that. What is the process right now?
I don't know that down really good, so I can't answer that question. But we don't have a good process. I mean, we should be able to go in and do it ourselves, but it's usually a high dollar thing in order for us to do it. And we want the people to be able to have the ability to, you know, do a referendum to overturn a law that wasn't right, or for people that got in that aren't doing their job to be able to have a process to remove them.
So what does that look like? And then people can compare it to what it is now. What would be law, what would be in the Constitution regarding recalling elected officials if this passes?
That's what I was trying to bring up, our Article 3, because that's where all that information is, the powers of the people.
Okay.
And I can't get it to come up on my computer to tell you the difference between what we're doing here and what the Article 3 says.
Oh, I think I might have it here. I think I have it. Is Section 3, do you mean, or Article 3?
No, it's Article 3. That would be the powers of the people. I believe it's called powers reserved to the people.
Yeah, Section 3. I don't see it here. I don't see Article 3. I see North Dakota Constitution Section 3, 5, and 10 of Article 3, powers reserved to the people, is amended to be reenacted as follows. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, let me get to that there. So, yes, we have our...
Here we go.
We have, petitions shall be circulated by only by electors, okay? So we're going to change it to circulators of petitions shall, you know... Just taking out the petitions shall be circulated only by electors to circulators of petitions.
What is it? What is an elector?
Elector is someone that is a North Dakota citizen. They're 18 years of age, and they're able to vote.
Why do you not want them as part of this process?
No, they can be part of it, but it should be open to people to be able to circulate. You know, a lot of times when we want to get something done, there isn't enough people to do it that have all the free time in order to collect all the signatures that we need on a petition.
So, in other words,
we want to be able to
hire people from elsewhere to come in, or say, hey, I've got a family in Minnesota and they want to come help us in this effort. They care about it. It would bring the ability for outstate people to be involved in it.
Yes, it would.
Got it. Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that they're going to be able to control what happens. It means they're going to help us to get through our problems that we're having.
Got it. All right. And there's more here, a lot more, and we're going to follow this. So tell you what, as soon as Michael Howell gives his thumbs up or thumbs down, we'll have you back, okay?
That sounds great.
Really enjoyed the chat today. Lydia, thank you for doing this.
Thank you for having me on.
Lydia Jessely, chair of this effort from Chaseley, North Dakota. And I didn't even know there was a Chaseley. President Andy Armacost from UND when we come back.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
USA News Update. More than 200,000 customers without power in Florida as Hurricane Idalia slammed into the state. Governor DeSantis says they anticipate a lot of downed trees and power lines and tells Florida residents, wherever you are, hunker down and do not take anything for granted. Some people did not evacuate. Rob Heron, the public information officer for Hillsborough County, said they're ready for it.
We have doubled down our normal crew during a shift, so we have several hundred firefighters that are ready to respond from the stations.
the Biden administration announcing yesterday it's sending Ukraine $250 million in military aid to help the country's forces fight to drive out Russian troops. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Sunday Mornings brought to you today by MyPillow, and we had Mike Lindell on the program yesterday, and you remember what he did with the promo code Scott? He said, let's go on the towel set.
Yeah, tacked on the deal.
Exactly right. Lowest price ever. They just got a new shipment of towels in, so you can get the towels at the best price ever, this new set. Incredible. And he said, Scott, for your listeners, let's do the $29.99 slippers. So this is the last day of that deal. So if you want it, get on it. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 and buy yourself a better night's sleep and just pamper yourself a little bit. You know those slippers are great? I wear them out.
I just wrote it down, bro. I'm serious. I have had mine for 3 years now. I need a new pair.
Okay, order right now.
Yep.
Order right now because you get the $29.99 deal.
That's a done deal.
On slippers, and that's a heck of a deal.
I hate to say the word Christmas, but I just had the flash of Christmas. I thought about it last year.
Why wouldn't you?
I got about four pairs I need, so that's a done deal.
Wedding's coming up. Yep. Anniversary's coming up. I mean.
Serious.
And I'm telling you, I give gifts from MyPillow, and people light up.
Nope.
They light up.
That's a done deal.
I've even done gift cards. Just buy anything you like. You need a robe. You need sheets. You know, you need a mattress. Yep. There you go. Yeah, it works well. Anyway, they're the best, but we really need you to go there today because they're watching. They're saying, okay, how many people is Scott sending to us today? And then Michael called me and said, you did it again. Those listeners are amazing. So just remember that. Scott is the promo code at MyPillow.com for the deals or call 800-506-9028.
You should call those MyPillow North Country slippers. Because you can seriously do anything. You can go January, February. I wear them. Doesn't matter.
That's a good point. Good point. Hey, our next guest is waiting. Let's get to Andy Armacost, president of the University of North Dakota, the flagship institution for the great state of North Dakota. Hello, Andy. How are you?
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me on. It's great to speak with you today.
We always get a chance to chat over the years with the president of the universities, both NDSU and UND and others as well. About enrollment, because that's sort of how many customers do you have? How are things going? So tell me how we're looking for the first day.
We're actually looking great, and you're right. Enrollments are key for several reasons. One is the first is to offer a great education to as many people as we can, and the second is as universities look to thrive, having the tuition coming in, as well as the support from the state, as well as support from donors, all of those facets kind of make the whole picture complete. So we're pleased to announce that this fall our enrollments have continued to rise. So during the pandemic, we kind of bucked the national trend by having small increases each year in enrollment, probably about 1% growth each year. And then this year, at least on the first day, total enrollment was up just about 2.5%. So it's a good news story, and it's the hard work of the people on the campus, you know, our admissions team, our faculty and staff members who are constantly talking about the great things happening. in the programs here at UND. So it's good news to report. And, of course, looking out into the future, we want to keep that trend going upward.
How many students does that represent? How many students? And maybe just estimate for me by the time you get done, because I know once the school year starts, the very often enrollment continues to rise. How many new students are you guessing you'll have this year?
So total students, we have about 14,000. So this is, again, a steady increase over the last 4 or 5 years. So it's a great number. It's we can always take more, and so we're always out talking about the value of a great education at UND, and actually the value proposition of being educated at any of our 11 North Dakota University System schools. So selling that value, I think, is an important part of what we do.
So you're up about 2.5%.
About 2.5%. Yep, on the first day.
Yeah, and that's
great story.
Yeah, and that's about 350 students.
If you did the quick math, that's about right. And then if you look at the national trend, at least during the period from 2020 to 2023, we saw about a 7 to 8% decrease in enrollments in higher ed across the nation. So again, it's great to kind of buck that national trend and keep things moving upwards.
Boy, is it ever. That's fantastic. Why is enrollment down across the country?
Several reasons, and we're going to start seeing a more pronounced reason beginning in around 2026, and that's birth rates have declined. In addition, there's people are trying to better wrestle with what's the value of a four-year degree. And we like to make sure that people understand that getting a two- or a four-year degree at the post-high school level is great economically for the individuals, right? Earning potential is higher as a consequence. Resiliency when we have downturns in the economy is known to be supported by having a two- or a four-year degree. So we have to keep talking about the value of the educational programs that we offer and the support that we provide to getting people ready for the workforce, both in North Dakota and also in the region.
What is that number going to look like 10 years from now? I mean, do you think there's a point where the trends of decline reverse just because of innovation and transformation that happens at the higher ed level, or have we seen our heyday?
I think that naturally, as populations still continue to grow, I think the value proposition for higher ed is still extraordinarily high and will continue to be important when we're viewing the increasing complications that happen with a digitized economy. Higher ed, I think, is going to be that much more important. How do you wrestle with not just the technology issues, but the legal, moral, and ethical issues that exist? So higher ed has always been great about studying those things as well. So I think our workforce will be well positioned by the continued development that happens from our population through the eyes and the experiences on our college campuses.
But you're battling demographics, aren't you, to the fact that there's just that fewer. I mean, people are having less and less kids all the time. I mean, as you look out, you say, well, you know, there's just, I mean, you're starting with a smaller pool overall to battle with the other schools to get them to come to the University of North Dakota, aren't you?
We are, but there's opportunities not just to focus on students coming straight out of high school, but also people who have foregone or delayed their higher ed to later in life. And so there's always an opportunity to bring people back to the campus or to offer forms of distance education through online offerings as well. So you're right that with this reduction in birth rate that will happen in 2026, that happened actually in 2008, there's a recovery though. So there was a dip, but after that dip, we're seeing increases in population as well. So I think that'll be a temporary dip that then starts growing again. But we have to be prepared. Again, it focuses on how do you convince and continue to describe the tremendous benefit of getting a college education, again, at the two- or the four-year level.
You mentioned online. I know University of North Dakota was a pioneer in the online space in the state, and you know, some of the other schools have been a little more reluctant. Having the head start, how are your numbers looking there?
So our the portfolio or the collection of students that we have, we have a significant number of online students. Probably about 3,500 to 4,000 of our students are online. And it's a a tremendous opportunity for us to reach into communities that, you know, students might not be able to make it to Grand Forks. They might not be able to uproot their lives. They might have families. And so being able to offer higher ed in that form is of tremendous value to them. They get a really good experience online and really the high quality UND education. So it offers something, and it also exposes us to the bigger nation as well. And so people in other states have certainly taken advantage of the great online education that we have. And a little known fact, I think 33 years ago, our College of Engineering was the first to offer our online programs. And so these were the old VHS tapes that were sent to students, and we're just so proud of that program to offer fully accredited engineering programs via distance, but now not with VHS tapes, but with online offerings.
I want to ask you another thing. This is something that I found interesting. My daughter goes to ASU. My apologies. And our oldest is a UND grad, College of Engineering, so we're proud. We got one of the three there. I had one at Yale, one at ASU, and one at UND. But our youngest is a junior at Arizona State University, but she takes classes from the University of Mary in Bismarck, North Dakota, at Arizona State University. And that always, and I know there's a similar program now with Williston State and the University of Mary. Is that kind of collaboration something that you see enhancing? In other words, I was worried about sending my daughter to ASU, public college. You read and see so much about some of the things that happen in the way of, you know, indoctrination is what some people call it. But just, you know, kids come back from college changed, not for the better. But the humanities track, being able to take that from the University of Mary at ASU gave me, you know, a great comfort in that. And my wife and I said, this is perfect. This is a good match. Could UND do something like that?
So UND has many partnerships with other universities, whether it's on research or offering joint academic programs. Certainly, we collaborate with the other schools within the North Dakota University system and also private colleges around the region and around the nation as well. So that type of collaboration is routine, and I think it makes for better experiences both for students on our campus as well as students on campuses around the region and the nation. And I still, you know, students do go away to college and they change, of course. They learn more. They learn more about one another. And I think I heard you say that they come back for the worse. The students that I'm seeing graduate are certainly graduating for the better. They're better citizens. They're better thinkers. And they're going to make an impact in the state of North Dakota, but also around the globe.
Yeah, I should be careful not to paint with a broad brush because it doesn't always happen. And we have examples of that in our own family. We've got a long string of the University of North Dakota grads, and they're all good character quality people, you know, no doubt about that.
High quality people, right? And that's, I think that's a value proposition of what we have here at UND is our goal to, we just adopted a new strategic plan. It's called UND Leads. And the whole focus there is however people are going to lead, whether it's as thought leaders, whether it's just as being good citizens, or whether they're going to eventually become a CEO of a company or a business leader or a military leader, everybody is going to lead in their own way. And I think it's important for us to focus on the characteristics that people need to lead the right way with the character and ethics that we think represent good leadership.
We have much more to talk about with Annie. We need to take a break, and we're going to come back and tell you about how Forbes has recognized University of North Dakota as one of the top three employers in the state of North Dakota. Pretty cool. And also there's research dollars out there. I'm curious how that's coming along because that fuels a lot of growth as well. And the endowment fund. So we got a few other things to catch up with Andy on when we come back. After I tell you what's for lunch today at PetroServe USA, Swedish meatballs in Harwood, West Main Avenue. I got Southern Chicken Bowl, West Main Avenue too. Beefy noodles, 12th Avenue and I-29, PetroServe USA. Lasagna downtown, MP Avenue. Chicken Alfredo, Glendon. Orange chicken in Yulin. And chicken parmesan on 45th. That's for lunch today at PetroServe USA. Home cooking and grab and go convenience.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover kinder care.
Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, no-right services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're kind of in an Eagles mode today, aren't you there?
First Eagles song.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry,
I had now.
Yeah,
you played with Mac last time. Just kind of shuffling through some 70s, 80s stuff today.
Do you know that I have a friend that lives next door to Don Henley? Ever told you that?
No.
Yep, plays a little guitar with him, too, every now and then.
Ever told you that Howard Stern introduced me to Don Henley?
Is that right, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you're a story topper. You just did it.
I people that is like, really?
Right there. I was at this person's house, actually down in Dallas, Texas, and when he told me that his neighbor was Don Henley, I said, can we go over and have a career?
Did you just meet him?
No, I didn't. No, no.
He was kind of a... He wasn't in the mood to be introduced to anybody when I met him.
Yeah, kind of a hermit type thing. Yeah. You know, a little recluse.
Kind of grumpy he seemed.
Yeah, but he gets along with my friend. Anyway, we're brought to you today by Gateway Building Systems. We understand the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with a Brock solid bin, grain dryer, millwright services, towers, conveyors, perfect for your operation. Because that's what they do at Gateway Building Systems. They customize the operations for farmers, and they do it. They get it. Farmers are innovative. Planning, design, completed, clean, and efficient farm sites. You can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more info, go to gatewaybuilding.com. UNDNews.com. Back with our final segment with Andy Armacost, president of UND. Breaking news today on the first day enrollment numbers so strong. We love that. Good update there. Let's talk about other great things that are happening at UND. One thing I thought was that best employers in the state rating by Forbes. That's a feather in your hat, Andy, as a leader, isn't it?
It was really nice attention that came to the university. Forbes, of course, does this annual review of best employers, and to be in the top three in the state of North Dakota, I think is a real testament to the systems we put in place and the great policies and support that we provide to everybody on our campus. And so it was really gratifying. It gave me a peaceful, easy feeling to go to your Eagles game.
My man.
I see what you did there.
My man.
Exactly right. And another bright spot is research. Talk a little bit about where research was, where it's been, where it's going, and sometimes the Biden administration hasn't been exactly favorable to the state of North Dakota. We're in multiple lawsuits from them. Have you seen any slowing of the research coming from the federal side via politics? Or give us the update.
Well, the federal research funding has actually been growing at a pretty significant rate over the last 2 years. In fact, year over year, we've seen about a 30% increase in federal funding coming our way, whether that's in medicine or energy. It's actually been a positive story on the campus. And over the last year, our federal grants and awards that come for research have increased by 50%. So this is it's a good news story. And it's the result of a lot of hard work by our faculty and staff members, our administrators, who are getting out the word about the capabilities that we have here in Grand Forks and the partnerships that we're able to create across universities. Of course, great partnerships between us and NDSU, as well as other universities and colleges across the state. So the research growth has been extraordinary, and we're going to put the pedal to the metal. And as you know, our focus on national security has been an added emphasis area. And so whether it's building those great partnerships with the U.S. Space Force or the great support that we've gotten from the state legislature to build up capability in things like launching and designing satellites, working with what are called nanomaterials, which have defense applications. There's just a huge growth vector happening on campus. It's been extraordinary.
Would you do me a favor for the average person out there, to understand all the different facets of the relationships with the Space Force and the Air Force and all the things that are going on in the context of defending the United States of America? I have a hard time explaining this to people. Grand Sky, UAS, Northern Test Zone, all the different things that are going on. How would you boil that down to the average North Dakota taxpayer of just how big a deal UND has become in that space?
Right. So there's this great system, this collection of the university and industry partners and the state of North Dakota, as well as our senators, Senator Hoeven and Senator Kramer, who have just invested time and effort to create a system that allows us to create new technologies and new ideas that will support national security. And in particular, these unmanned systems, which is, if you look at the news reports and you see what's happening in the war between Ukraine and Russia, the role of unmanned technology is extraordinary, and it's game changing. So in this state, within the nation, the state of North Dakota, and in particular Grand Forks, is literally the epicenter for that type of work happening across the nation, both for military applications and also commercial applications. It's absolutely stunning.
And as a former Air Force general, very necessary, I would imagine you'd opine, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, the way that we fought wars back in World War II and World War I, and even as recently as the Gulf Wars, those methods of warfare have changed dramatically. And so the technologies are different, and we're playing a key role in making that happen.
Only about a half minute left, but tell me about the endowment fund, because that's growing too, right?
Absolutely. Huge efforts on our part to keep the fundraising going. I mentioned at the early part of the segment all the different sources of funding. Donor funds are key to support scholarships, to support faculty members, to support programs, and to support the physical infrastructure of the campus. And so if anyone were to come to campus, you'd feel this vibe. You'd see the excitement of the students and the kind of the beauty of the physical spaces. So donors make it happen. And the endowment is a body of money that exists, and each year it kind of bleeds off spending that we can use to support those scholarships and those faculty members.
it's 380 million, over 380 million, double of what it was 10 years ago. And that's not tax dollars.
The number.
It's a big number. It's awesome. Andy, this was a blast. I appreciate the time very much. Congrats on the great start to the new year. We'll talk again soon.
Great. Thanks, Scott. Have a great day.
You too. University of North Dakota President Andy Armacost. We're done for today. God bless you. See you tomorrow. On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98. Or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, My Slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.